This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. A Morehouse Parish man has been arrested on a warrant for attempted second-degree murder. The sheriff's office says they got a call about a victim that was shot near Ogden Street. An investigation has led to a warrant for Robert Wilson, age 20. Wilson was arrested about a week after the incident on one count of attempted second-degree murder and booked into the parish jail. A bill to make panhandling a state crime in Louisiana is advanced from the House Criminal Justice Committee. Baton Rouge Representative Dixon McMakin says House Bill 97 is an effort to improve motorist and pedestrian safety.
Highways and public roads were and are built for vehicles, not for people to be standing in them.
State law already prohibits panhandling on interstates, including on and off ramps. And this bill expands the law to public street. That law would let law enforcement arrest a person panhandling. Houghton Representative Dodie Horton asked McMakin if the bill would ban individuals collecting money for charity.
Would this affect people who are trying to collect for Jerry's Kids, you know, for charities like that?
So there's a different statute, RS-32-218, okay, that talks about charitable giving. So this law would not affect the charitable giving law.
Advocacy of the director of the Accountability Center of Louisiana, Sarah Whittington, opposes the bill, saying it's something that municipalities already cite.
In cities and municipalities like New Orleans with a significant number of public streets and panhandling, I think there would be obviously much more specific and better ways to handle this at a local level.
Whittington says the law could be deemed unconstitutional in state overreach on public streets. A bill to give judges the discretion to punish individuals who sexually assault a child with surgical castration is advanced from Senate Judiciary C. Baton Rouge Senator Regina Barrow's bill allows for the sentencing of surgical castration if the victim is under 13 years old.
This would allow a judge to impose a sentencing that may require them to be surgically castrated. And this would actually happen before they are released from prison.
Lake Charles Senator Mark Abraham says he has a problem with castration if it's a first offense, and he believes in second chances.
I know there's not a lot of second chances when you're 13 and under. I get that. I don't want to commit two crimes here, I guess what I'm saying.
For me, when I think about a child, one time is too many.
No, I agree.
New Iberia Senator Blake Miguez asked if the punishment would apply to women. Barrow says it would. They also discussed how castration can diminish the sexual impulses and aggression of sex offenders. I'm Corey Crow. This is KEDM.